to engage.
Hi, is Mike there?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah, I just want to touch base with you. I know you're looking to get a jig grinder. You know, a couple months ago, as last we spoke, are those, you know, plans still on the horizon?
No. Well, we're waiting for the guy to give it up.
Yeah, he's not giving it up.
No, he ain't got off of it yet. Well, he was checking with us to see if we had any work for it. And we told him no, so we're just waiting for him to, you know, decide he doesn't want it anymore.
Yeah, and take it off his hands.
Right.
I mean, do you guys have work lined up for that, or do you just...
We always do. We do a lot of jig grinding.
Okay, and with the... I know it's going to cost you around, what, $15,000, you're thinking?
Yeah, around $15,000.
Okay, and now are you looking to... like, to get some extra capital for that or finance it or what?
We're not really sure yet. Mm-hmm. You know, we might even go with our line of credit because our percentage on that is real low.
Yeah, that makes sense. And who do you guys have, like, a line of credit with?
Huntington Bank.
Oh, okay. All right. And, I mean, what's the limit on your line of credit over there?
We've got $60,000.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, we do, you know, equipment financing, and we also do working capital. And, you know, working capital, we can free up, you know, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So give you a better example, like, what were sales like last year for you?
We're not needing anything right now.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so I was just, you know, trying to... and see if you guys are still looking to add that on, see if we could help you out.
Yep.
But yeah, other than that.
Nothing's happened yet.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
But how's business been for you guys over there? You picking up or something?
Yeah, it's pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up and down.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, like, they've been affected by, they think it's the election year, or this year's been kind of odd year. Have you noticed that?
We were slow for about a month, about four weeks, and then we started getting orders back in. I think the people ran out of parts or whatever and started needing some more.
Yeah, exactly. And is that what you guys, you know, you're kind of...
Yeah, what we mainly do are gauges. We build gauges, and, you know, they wear out for the... Some of the companies, they start up new lines, and they need all new gauging for new parts, and that's what we do.
Oh, okay. That's really sweet.
We built the gauges for them to check their parts.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And you have a lot of repeat customers? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
No, that's great. And, yeah, I mean, you guys have any big plans for growth this year, or are you kind of...
We're just kind of... winging it right now. I think we're waiting about like everybody else is.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone is. They're waiting to see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
Washington. And yeah, with the, I mean, do your customers, they have like a net 30 payout generally?
Yeah, mostly they're net 30. We have some that go 10 days and we give them like a 1% discount.
Oh, cool.
If they pay within 10 days. And then we got some that go 60, excuse me, and then we have some that go 90.
Wow, 90?
Yes.
Do they usually pay right on time, or do they?
Oh, yeah, they pay right on time, but you can count on it. It's going to be 90 days.
Yeah, it's going to be, that's tough on you guys, like, as a business.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's real tough on us.
It's the cash flow. And is that like a government, I know a lot of government jobs, they usually take that long.
No, this is... they're called Stanley Bostich.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Greenfield, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
And they do a lot of work for make staples and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And they're pretty big. And if you want to do work for them, you go with their 90 days.
Yeah, they kind of set that as their.
Standard,
Exactly, standard.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. Well, it was good talking to you. Yeah, I mean, if you ever had, you know, need for any extra capital or anything like that for between jobs and stuff, we could definitely help you guys out as well. Okay. But yeah, I will, I still have an email for you. It's dualtool@sbcglobal.net. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'll shoot you a quick note and then, yeah, I'll check back in like next month and see how things are going.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.